what happens when the deities are desecrated? Actually, Krishna manifests for a particular purpose, and that purpose is not to exhibit his omnipotence, it's to give an opportunity to serve. So Krishna manifests as a deity, and Krishna can become unmanifest also. So when somebody starts desecrating the deity, Krishna just becomes unmanifest from there. It is not Krishna is affected by that. So Krishna doesn't exhibit his omnipotence over there. Sometimes in some situations he may do that, but that is not the normal pattern. Krishna is not manifest. What to speak of omnipotence, you know, as Krishna is the deity, we can say Krishna manifests no potency. No, you and I can dress myself. The deity cannot dress themselves. So we have to dress even the deity. We have to even dress the deity. So where is the potency manifest? Somebody may argue like that. So if somebody is going to have a skeptical attitude, why have that skeptical attitude only in the extreme situation of somebody desecrating the deity? You know, even the routine conduct of the deity is not manifesting God's omnipotence over there. So God's presence is more perceived through the devotion of the heart and through the transformation of the heart, through the purification of the heart. So when somebody is not able to approach in that intention, then Krishna simply unmanifests himself over there. So Krishna manifests as the deity, and Krishna can unmanifest himself.
So it is all depends on the Lord himself.
Yeah, Lord himself. Okay. So basically, even rather than saying that Krishna unmanifests himself, we can say more specifically that Krishna is not affected because he is transcendental. So like it's that when that deity of Madhavendra Puri Gopal, when he's discovered, he says, I have been lying in the forest for many years. He's not saying I was unmanifest, now I'm going to become manifest. But the point is that he is transcendental, so he's not affected. So this is so in that sense, there is the Achintya Bheda Bheda. Krishna is the deity, and Krishna is also his own transcendental person beyond the deity. So sometimes we may focus on the Abheda part too much. And it's not too much, we may focus on the Abheda part so that we get inspired with the feeling of devotion. And we serve the deity reverentially. But at the same time, there's the Abheda part also. Krishna is not limited to the deity. Krishna has a self-existence in the spiritual world. And Krishna is transcendental. So even when the deity is, say, so the puja, Brahmana took the deity away and hid it in some place and then forgot about it. And he's saying that, Gopal says, I was exposed to the weather for so long, that's why I'm feeling hot now. So all this is what, actually, Krishna is there as the deity, and then again he's installed. But he is not affected. But the affected is in the sense that he says that I'm affected so that he gives Madhavendra Puri an opportunity to serve. So I think the whole deity worship has to be seen through the attitude of service. Once we start seeing this skeptical attitude, then we will not be able to understand anything about deity worship. Thank you.
Two analogies are used for deity.